The proposed $379 billion defense budget includes more than $1 billion of new money for projects in and around San Diego. But for the Navy and the Marine Corps, which occupies 6 huge bases in the area, the money doesn't look great. They say there's not enough in the new budget to keep even the current fleet of warships in good shape. From member station KPBS, Russell Lewis has the second part in a series on how the defense budget plays out in a military town like San Diego.
San Diego's military tradition runs deep. North Island Air Station, across the bay from downtown San Diego, is the birthplace of naval aviation. The elite Navy SEALs train here, and since the 1920s, half of all Marines have gotten their introduction to the Corps at the San Diego Recruit Depot. So when Navy aircraft carriers, destroyers, supply vessels, and submarines cruise in and out of the bay, it doesn't get a lot of notice here, except perhaps from those who build the ships, like workers at the National Steel and Shipbuilding Company near downtown. The NASSCO shipyard is full of activity these days. As many as 3,000 hard-hatted workers are employed here, building U.S. Navy ships from the ground up. NASSCO is working on several commercial and Navy ship contracts right now and was awarded a $388 million contract in next year's budget for a new supply ship. It's one of 5 Navy ships funded in the budget, but still short of the 8 to 10 the Navy says it needs to replace ships going out of service. That's nothing new to NASSCO's Steve Clary.
We've seen the shipbuilding budget decline by 60% over the last 10 years, and it will take, in the current rate, the Navy understands and we understand, and it's not adequate to sustain the Navy to meet our current needs.
The overall Pentagon budget is increasing by 14%, but the Navy share rose less than 10%, the smallest gain of all the services. Navy backers like San Diego Congressman Duke Cunningham are crying foul.
All the studies show we need a 300-ship Navy minimum for national security. We're only building 4 or 5 ships a year. We need to build 12 a year to maintain. We're on our way to 150-ship service.
It's not just shipbuilding that's seeing a decline. The Navy's ship repair budget has a $1.3 billion backlog. Cunningham says San Diego-based warships alone need $200 million worth of routine maintenance before some of them can be sent back out to sea.
We have ships tied up to the piers that aren't going anywhere. These are military combatant ships.
Another big section of the military budget that seems to have bypassed Navy and military needs is procurement. The Air Force is looking at a 23% increase in funding to buy new weapons, but the Navy and Marine Corps' procurement budget is set to rise by just 2.5%. Here in San Diego, that means some funding for the hottest new high-tech weapon, unmanned aerial vehicles like the Predator and Global Hawk, currently in use in Afghanistan. But another unmanned aerial vehicle, the prototype Fire Scout helicopter, may be on the budget chopping block. The Fire Scout is a gray-colored helicopter about the size of a small car. It's being flight-tested at a small rural airport outside San Diego. It can fly up to 125 miles from a base or a ship and hover for up to 3 hours using its cameras for surveillance. Inside the Fire Scout's cramped control center next to the runway, a pair of technicians monitors the flight.
We should be landing. Mission Control, Ms. Paul.
A rack of computers displays up to 400 different engine performance parameters in real time. The helicopter's builder, Northrop Grumman, argues the Fire Scout should be included in the Defense Department's push to transform the military. But funding for the new helicopter runs out next year. Defense analyst Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution says despite a $48 billion increase in next year's defense budget, there are no major cuts to established weapons programs. That has left little room for innovative projects like the Fire Scout.
So you have a defense budget shooting through the roof. That's not a problem with transformation. It's a problem with old-fashioned willingness to establish priorities and make some budget cuts.
Members of Congress will now have their say as they argue over and make changes to the Pentagon's budget request. They must approve it by October. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.